This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about the latest UFO sightings. That's correct, the latest UFO sightings. Now, I got these from newfork.org. That's N-U-F-O-R-C.org. I will have the links at the Ko-Fi and Locals website. You can go there and click on. May have done a little bit of editing on a couple of these just to make them more readable, but man, you've got some great sightings here. The first one, it says, occurred March 2nd, 2024, and it looks like 22:23 local time, so what's that, like 10 o'clock or something? Reported March 24th, 312. So it took about 10 days to report it. It says duration 1 hour, number of observers, 2 pilots. So location, Berkeley, West Virginia, USA. Location details. This is where we were when I first saw it, but it was visible until Pittsburgh. It says it was an orb shape. The color was white. It was viewed from the aircraft, and the direction from the viewer was at 330. Angle of elevation 10. Characteristic, lights on object. It says, my captain and I saw moving stars, looked kind of like satellites. First off, this is apparently a very common sighting among pilots at my airline. I am new, and this was my first time seeing it. Last night, we were flying from Florida to New York. We were at 33,000 feet and over Beckley Airport in West Virginia. My captain pointed out to me the thing 4 other captains had mentioned previously. This was my first time seeing it. On about 320 bearing from our present position, he pointed out a star he told me to watch. It stayed completely unchanged for about 10 seconds and suddenly disappeared, instantaneously. Then it reappeared about 2 inches to the right of my perspective, but dimmer. Then it started moving subtly down the windshield while simultaneously getting brighter and brighter until it dwarfed the brightness of all other stars in the sky. It also appeared to get bigger, as if it was accelerating toward us. It instantaneously disappeared again. This process repeated over the next hour. It moved up, down, sideways, and sometimes completely still. The speed at which it climbed and descended tens of thousands of feet made us know it was not an airplane. Sometimes there would be 2 or 3 of them at once. They did not act in sync. They all seemed to move, disappear, and reappear randomly. From the reports of other pilots, it seems that these things showed up about a year ago and have been showing up consistently. They can be almost any clear night when you have view of the western sky from the east coast. I do not know if they are visible from the ground. My guess is they originate from the same spot because I saw them from a 330 bearing in West Virginia, but other people tell me they are usually on a 270 bearing from New York, which seems to line up. Now, they have about a, 46 second video here taken from the cockpit of the airplane. You can see the cockpit, pretty cool. I don't have any sound on it, but you can see this orb thing kind of phasing in and out, moving up and down, like he says. It really doesn't look like a satellite to me. I don't know what this thing is. Yeah, it's not a satellite, I don't think. It's moving in and out. And then I suppose the debunkers are going to say, well, the blinking in and out has something to do with the reflection of this thing. But the way that it's moving to me seems weird. And he's talking about this thing moving up and down. So I don't know. A good report, anytime we get these reports from these pilots, I find them to be highly interesting. You know, there was a debunker article that came out a couple days ago saying, well, all they're seeing is the satellite's moving. I don't really see that. Now, this one here is dated 2/28/24. It says Felton, California, number of observers one. And then it gives the location details here, the degrees, shape other, multicolored lights, estimated size, mid-sized, viewed from land, it says. And then it goes on and tells us, it says, vaguely cube-shaped with multiple colored lights and some motion. I live in a heavily forested area of Northern California. There are large gaps between the trees here. Around 10 p.m., I watched two craft go across the sky, one tailing the other. The front craft, obviously a plane due to its lights and specific motion, flew off. The tailing one stayed above the horizon, visible through a large gap in the trees. It was bright white and had a vague, unchanging color with a multicolored lights on the body, red, white, dark, and light yellow, possibly some green. The lights changed often, sort of twinkled, but not exactly. My flight radar app showed no aircraft in the area. The craft rose up a little briefly in the space of about 45 minutes, then came back lower than before and continued to hover. I got scared and left the room, but came out about an hour later and it was still there and continued its light display when it seemed to emit a couple of very thin rays of light. I decided to lock out my doors and go to bed. I awoke at 5:30 a.m. and checked again to see if it was still there. It had gone. Wow. So the guy was definitely freaked out enough that he locked himself in his bedroom, it sounds like. Yeah, these things where they see these lights and then they have the beams of lights coming down out of them. That's what really gets me. That was from Felton, California. Here's one from Manitowoc, Wisconsin, dated 2/28/24. Light flicker on house, then looked up and seen triangle with six lights. This one says it occurred, like I said, 2/28/24, so just last month, lasted 3 minutes. One observer, Manitowoc, Wisconsin, USA, shaped triangle, color outline of craft, estimated size 30 times as big as a house, viewed from land. Wow, that's like a quarter mile or something, you know. Direction from viewer straight above. Angle of elevation 90. Closest distance high up in the sky. Didn't see, was afraid in house. Lights on object, or haze around object, emitted beams. Another one emitting beams. Light flicker on house, then looked up and seen triangle with six lights. Family member was walking dog and seen light flashing on houses, and looked up and seen extremely large triangle with six lights. Middle light was larger. The color of lights were a color that couldn't be described. The triangle blended in with dark sky, but outline could be seen. The family member got scared because it was so large and it was shining light and ran inside the house. This lasted a couple minutes. I guess I could see why you might be a little bit frightened. And, you know, 1500 foot by 15 by 15 triangle shows up over your house and beaming lights down at you. That would be a reason for concern for me, let me tell you. This one here is from Mojo da Cruz, Sao Paulo. This must be Mexico. Says 2/28, at least 40 orbs of light rising from the horizon in the distance. Off the coast of Oregon in Washington. Okay, my bad. It says duration 2 hours, 2/28, of course, the sighting. Number of observers, two. And then this is a pilot reporting. Says orb, white red. Okay, it doesn't sound like a satellite to me. Half the size of a fingertip. Pretty good size from a distance. Viewed from aircraft. Direction from viewer 270. I think they mean 270 degrees. Closest distance, hundreds of miles away. Very fast considering the distance. Characteristics, lights on object. aura or haze around object changed colors. At least 40 orbs of light rising from the horizon in the distance as the captain of Alaska Airlines Flight 733 at 34,000 feet to 36,000 feet on 2/28/24, I had an amazing show of lights flying between PHX, I think that's Phoenix, and PAE last night over 2 hours. It was over the Pacific Ocean, and orbs of light were maneuvering up, down, left, right, and circles and diagonal at crazy speeds. They were far away but very visible. Never seen anything but for the previous night that I reported. And that's never all caps. I was unable to capture accurate video of the event. I witnessed over 40 orbs of light that would phase in and out throughout the night. At times, only one was visible, and other times, orbs were visibly moving in the same concentrated area. White balls of light that illuminated between very bright to dim, and some of them would transition to red, different from the previous night. We witnessed dozens of orbs, one after another, rising from below the horizon, transition to a bright white triangle halo shape to a red collar, and maneuver around and disappear as they ascended. They were all concentrated in the area approximately 10 degrees below Jupiter and 30 degrees to the north as I was looking west. Few of the orbs moved in a linear fashion, but rather a loose formation. Wow, that's a wild report. It gives Alaska Airlines Flight 733, gives you the date. So, I mean, it wouldn't be that hard for this guy to be contacted by the right media, I suppose. I don't know, but thank you very much to the individual that reported that. That is just fascinating and a lot of courage doing that. I really respect the person that put this report in there because they're putting it on the line and they're telling you who they are. Basically, they're not giving their name, but they're telling you what airplane they were in so you could track that back and see where the flight path was at. It adds a lot of credence to this report. And doing this, look, just think about this now. We've done two of these reports from pilots. I mean, didn't have to use the FAA, didn't have to use ARO or the DOD or anybody else. They just got on here to New Fork and told you what they saw. Wow, isn't that simple? No blacked out parts? Great, love it. This next one's from Washington, D.C. It says, white light illuminated stationary object before rapidly heading north and disappearing. That is from 2/25/24, duration 5 minutes. This is another pilot observation. I just love these things. It says, location details, aircraft at 24,000 feet, 100 nautical miles from Washington, D.C. Shape light. Color white, estimated size undetermined, viewed from aircraft, direction from viewer 300 degrees, angle of elevation 20, closest distance undetermined, estimated speed Mach 4 plus. Wow, we're talking way over 2,000 miles an hour. Characteristic aircraft nearby, white illuminated stationary before rapidly heading north and disappearing. I was the captain of an airline flight approaching Washington, D.C. from the south. Off our left wing, bearing 300, a white light illuminated brighter than any star in the sky, appearing to be just above the haze layer. It then moved north at an extremely high rate of speed before disappearing. Shortly afterwards, there were two dimmer lights in roughly the same position that also headed north before disappearing. The same formation of lights appeared again, but were appearing and disappearing with no change in relative position. 2 minutes after seeing the first light, two also dim objects in the same relative position appeared to briefly chase each other before disappearing. 5 minutes after the beginning of the sighting, a light appeared in the same position, pulsing with about a 2 second period. It became obscured from view by haze as we descended through 12,000 feet. I have been seeing this on a regular basis. They are almost always seen on a bearing between 290 and 300 degrees, bearing off at around 9 p.m. Eastern time, regardless of our location. And he's got a video here. It lasts about 14 seconds. And I can see this orb kind of, you can tell it's pulsating. It's kind of phasing in and out, moving around. This does not look like a satellite to me. I mean, I've seen these satellites, you know, they go zipping over the skyline. Usually they're up pretty much straight overhead, it seems like. This does not, and it's a trail of them, you know, multiple ones. This does not look at all like a satellite. Like I said, I'll post these at the Ko-Fi and the locals website, and you can go there, link onto New Fork, and you can do the same thing that I'm doing right now. Just hit these links to these reports, and you can watch these great videos over here. I mean, how this stuff doesn't get more attention. Unbelievable. Now, this says England, Great Hallanbury, 224-24. UFO looked like a huge elongated wing seen edge-on. It was hovering about 2 kilometers from my location. It then abruptly disappeared. So 2 clicks is, what, like a mile and a half or something? It says here, duration 2 minutes. Number of observers, 1. And then it says, aviation expert, Great Hallanbury, England, United Kingdom. UFO was hovering southeast of my location, driving on the M11, shaped cigar, color metallic, estimated size 60 meters or more, a couple hundred feet, almost the size of a football field, viewed from land, southeast, angle of elevation 30, closest distance 2 kilometers, hovering then extremely fast. UFO looked like a huge elongated wing seen edge on. It was hovering about 2 kilometers from my location. It then abruptly vanished. I grew up in Colorado Springs near the U.S. Air Force Academy. I am also a spaceflight journalist. I've seen an enormous variety of planes, gliders, and rockets in flight. This was different. The UFO was like a huge elongated wing seen edge on. It's possible that it could have been a long, thin cigar, but my mind insisted that it had to be a wing of some kind because it was in flight. Given the distance, the object was as big as the wingspan of a jumbo jet. It gleamed brightly in the sunlight. I've seen jets on approach to many airports and know they can appear to hover, but this was different. The object hung there for at least 2 minutes, and then the trees blocked my view for about 45 seconds as I drove down the motorway. When I emerged from the trees, the object had utterly vanished. A landing jet would have passed over the motorway and couldn't have reached my location that quickly. A glider definitely couldn't have vacated the area that fast. I'm frankly mystified. The only mundane explanation I can think of is an atmospheric phenomenon like ice crystals reflecting sunlight, but given the shape and metallic appearance, I can't convince myself that this is true. This is my first ever UFO sighting. If anyone in Essex near Stanford saw anything similar, I want to hear from you. Man, I'm going to just say thank you for posting that. Very courageous. These guys get on here. A lot of them, it's the first time they've ever seen a UFO, and they take the time to post their experiences. That's awesome. This is from Hillard, Florida, dated 2/19/2024. We'll do a couple more here, and then we'll finish up. While operating an aircraft in cruise at Florida at FL-400, the crew observed 3 lights appearing and disappearing for approximately 1 hour and 25 minutes. Now, this is reported Pacific time, duration 1.4 hours, number of observers 2, again, pilot, location, Hillard, Florida, USA. This phenomena was observed during cruise flight at FL-400. Initial sighting is 3069 North 88197 West, shape light, color white, estimated size unknown. Viewed from aircraft, direction from viewer 290, angle of elevation 35, closest distance unknown, estimated speed unknown, characteristics, lights on object, aircraft nearby. While operating an aircraft in cruise at FL-400, the crew observed 3 lights appearing and disappearing for approximately 1 hour and 25 minutes. While in cruise flight, originating from the East Coast, the aircraft was heading 305 at FL-400. The object or objects were first sighted northwest of Jacksonville, Florida, and were observed for the duration of cruise flight, approximately 500 miles or 1.4 hours. The object would appear at approximately 290 degrees from the aircraft at approximately 35 degree angle from the horizon. They would appear as lights that were very dim and would gradually appear brighter and then gradually dim until they disappeared. Their frequency of appearance was approximately every 5 to 8 minutes. We observed up to 3 lights at a time that appeared to be maneuvering laterally around each other in different directions for the entire flight. These objects would appear and disappear in almost the exact place in the sky relative to crew, even though the aircraft was traveling over 500 miles distance. Other aircraft noticed and advised ATC of the sightings. report submitted by airline pilot. It says, so, I mean, I'm on this site for 2 minutes and I'm finding report after report after report by airline pilots, commercial pilots. And Sean Kirkpatrick is going to come out there and tell me that there's no such thing as UFOs. This is from Mesa, Arizona. 218.24 says, one triangular-shaped craft hovering over the area doing aerobatics in daytime. Man, talk about in your face. This says, duration 10 to 11 minutes. The observer says military. Location, Mesa, Arizona, over the vicinity of Tortilla Fiat's Apache Junction area, Arizona. Shaped triangle, black bottom gray too. Between a large fighter jet and a medium jet, viewed from land, direction from the viewer northeast, angle of elevation 50 degrees, closest distance 10 to 12 miles, estimated speed slow to hover, characteristics light on object, emitted other objects. They got some pretty cool drawings here. Wow. It's, yeah, it just looks like your, it looks like your typical UFO triangle to me. Lights primarily white, it says, but could flash to yellow, red, and green in patterns. He's got five lights on here. It says the outside edge was black, middle area was bluish gray, defaced to make any detail. Started high altitude, doing tight circles, very slow downward direction, then stopped, hovered about 10 minutes, rotating 360. Well, seen with good quality spotting binoculars. So he's looking through the binoculars, he's watching this thing. One triangle-shaped craft hovering over area doing aerobatics in daytime. My wife, I, and a group of people were eating a picnic lunch when we noticed a shiny aluminum object in the sky to our northeast, slowly descending and turning in a tight spiral. Someone said they saw something shiny like tinsel falling from the object. We thought a plane was going down, but saw no smoke and heard nothing. We could tell it was turning because sunshine and flash on it each time it turned. It suddenly stopped in its descent and just hung there. Since it was too far off to see clearly, my wife and I walked home 60 yards away where I pulled out my pair of spotter binoculars for a better look. I found the object still hanging in the sky but noted it was triangular in shape. It was up on its wingtip, starting a slow turn like something was holding the wingtip in their hand and turning it in place. I then noticed what I figured was the bottom was black and color and counted five lights, one at each corner and two in between. As it completed a turn, I saw the top was a bluish gray in color with a black edge outline but couldn't make out any other details. The craft, while hovering in place, then slowly rolled over to stand upright on the opposite wing and to do another turnaround. After this, it went flat with its bottom facing down. Hovering completely turned over till its bottom was facing upward, then turned back over. It did all this in a very slow and deliberate manner. Then it went up on a wingtip again, but on a 45 degree angle, and the lights on the bottom started changing colors. White, yellow, red, green. Each time it turned toward my direction, the lights seemed to be different colors and in different configuration. I tried to put my cell phone camera lens up to the binoculars lens, but had trouble. When I looked up again, the craft had disappeared. There was no sound of it leaving. It was just suddenly not there. I am a retired U.S. Air Force member, familiar with aircraft, and that was nothing I have ever seen, heard of in the making. I know it's not in the inventory. It wasn't a weather balloon or a hot air balloon, and I don't know what to make of what I saw. It's something I can't explain. And that's why we call them unidentified. Wow, what a great report. And I love the fact that they included that. I'll put that picture there at the Ko-Fi and local site. Really neat stuff. We'll go ahead and take a look at just a couple more here. This is from Rockford, Illinois. Okay, we'll do this one and we'll do one more. It says, triangle formation of lights with other light making passes through and around the formation. This dated 2/17/24. It says, number of observers, 2, and duration 38 minutes, and this was, it says, a pilot aviation expert. Location, Rockford, Illinois. That's, I think, what, maybe like 100 miles from Chicago or something, maybe less, I don't know. Location, 25 nautical miles south of RFD VOR at 24,000 feet. Shape light, color orange. estimated size undetermined, viewed from aircraft, direction from viewer 300 degrees, angle of elevation 25, closest distance 25 nautical miles, estimated speed Mach 2.5. Well, over 1,000 mile an hour. Characteristics, lights on object, aircraft nearby. Triangle formation of lights with other lights making passes through and around the formation. I was a captain of an airline flight from Chicago to Des Moines, Iowa. Shortly after takeoff, climbing through 18,000 to 24,000 feet, we saw three white lights appearing and disappearing in a triangle formation at a very long range, bearing 300 as we flew on a heading of 270. There were other lights, sometimes orange in color, making passes east and west through and around the formation at a very high rate of speed, sometimes climbing and descending. One extremely bright light appeared directly ahead of us at 24,000 feet at what we estimated to be a 25 nautical mile range, but it is difficult to determine as we have no idea of the size of the object. It then disappeared. We also saw and reported the same lights last night from 400 nautical miles south of our position at 34,000 feet last night. So these things are right around where these airplanes are at. But yet, as far as the FAA is concerned, as far as the DOD is concerned, they don't present any danger to commercial airline traffic. No big deal, nothing to see here. The difference in angle above our line of sight from last night's sighting would have us estimate with fair degree of accuracy that the formation was about 400 nautical miles north of us. We continued seeing them, with one being bright enough that it was easily observed at only 3,000 feet. This was also witnessed by my first officer, who I was with last night as well. We spoke via telephone at length with the witness and found him to be quite serious-minded and sincere, it says. Then it's got a video here, this thing, like a 22-second video, another one of these orbs. You can see some lights down below. I don't know if it's a city or whatever, but this thing's moving along under its own power. It's phasing in and out. This doesn't look like it's at the right angle to be a satellite to me. Just not seeing it. And I think that's what these guys are seeing, too. Wow, it's another spectacular picture right here they've taken. I'm not sure where this would be at, but you can see this really intensely bright light. Looks like it's over maybe like a fairly good sized town or something. There's a lot of light pollution on the ground. That's neat. And then they got a second video down here. It's a 26 second video. Man, this is awesome. You can see this light clearly. It's pulsating in and out. Like you said, it looks like it's about 3,000 feet. He's looked over like a some sort of a town or something here. You can see the lights on the ground, and here's this thing just hovering there, beaming up and back. So I don't. He said it was north of them, and he's in Rockford, which is kind of, I think, mainly like west, southwest of Chicago, maybe. So maybe that's Chicago off in the distance. I don't know, but here this thing is just sitting there, close enough to a big city that at 3,000 feet, it seems to me like it might cause a problem. Man, you really want to go check the links on these things. They're spectacular. Now, we're going to do the last one here. This is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, dated 2/16/24. It says, eight lights moving in counterclockwise pattern with other lights making passes through and below the formation. Now, this is another pilot. This is another pilot report. It's like I said, it occurred 2/16/24, last month. Duration, 90 minutes. Number of observers, 3. Pilot-aviation expert. Location, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Location, 50 nautical miles south of Morgantown, it says. Shape light, color white, red, orange. Estimated size, undetermined. Viewed from aircraft. Direction from viewer, 300. Angle of elevation, 10. Closest distance, 150 nautical miles. Estimated speed, Mach 2.5. Now, these are pilots telling you that they're estimating the speed, so they would know. Characteristic aircraft nearby. Eight lights moving in counterclockwise pattern with other lights making passes through and below the formation. I am the captain of a scheduled Part 121 air carrier. The event was witnessed by my first officer and one flight attendant. Man, talk about bringing the receipts. En route from New York LGA to Memphis MEM, 50 nautical miles south of Morgantown, MGW VOR, at 34,000 feet, three lights appeared in a triangular formation. They were intermittently appearing and disappearing, while moving in a counterclockwise pattern vertically. There were also two lights very close together in a right echelon, making passes through the larger formation at a very high rate of speed, at least Mach 2.5. Well, two lights close together in a right echelon formation, making passes through the larger formation. So these things are interacting with each other. We don't know. Are they just playing around? Are they having some kind of space battle? I mean, what's going on? Various other flights appeared around the formation, moving in different directions. The lights appeared in red, orange, white, and yellow colors, but never changed color. Up to eight lights were seen at one time. The lights were on a 300 bearing from our aircraft as we tracked through 270 degrees, varying in altitude from 2.5 degrees below the horizon to 10 degrees above the horizon. We watched these lights continue to behave in such a manner for about 90 minutes until we descended to lower altitude. There were several other aircraft, at least six, reporting the lights as far west as Cheyenne, Wyoming. I flew the same route the same previous night, departing about 1 hour later, and did not see any lights on that flight. This is the fifth time that I have observed lights similar to these, and the second time that my first officer witnessed them. I was also with him the first time that he witnessed them. We spoke at length via telephone, it says, with this pilot, and we found him to be quite sincere and sober-minded. So these guys are reporting these things. Now, maybe he didn't put his name on here, but Newfork got a hold of him, and he's got the picture that he's taken of this thing out of the airplane window. I mean, phenomenal. Unbelievable. Now, I'm going to take and try to put a couple of these pictures up over at the Ko-Fi site and the local site. But man, you really need to log on here and watch these videos. He's got a 10-second video here of this thing just darting around. Typical orb that we see, but you're seeing this from an airplane. And he sees, well, here's some more of them flashing up. You can watch. I can only imagine that there's a lot more than what he was able to capture. But you can see multiple lights here, multiple orbs. They're flitting around. They're doing stuff with each other, like little formations going on. This is crazy stuff, man. He's seeing this stuff out of the cockpit of his window. And this last video here is pretty good. You got two of them flying in tandem. They're kind of, you know, weaving around each other. These aren't drones, okay? I'm sorry, Sean Kirkpatrick. This is not space trash. This is the secret weapons from the Russians. If the Russians had this stuff, there would be a different situation in Ukraine right now, okay? If the Chinese had this stuff, there would be a different situation in Taiwan right now. Something's going on here. Great reports. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.